What my army is taking with them out of the fires of purging is that it is not by your might, it is not by your power or strength, but it is by my Spirit and the unfolding of His plans in your life through which kingdom desires are accomplished. Many are the desires and plans of the natural mind and in the world's way of doing things. Many of these things would prosper or be enough to realize dreams that are of the natural man and are even enough to prosper or to get one by for a season. But this will not work in my revival plans, my kingdom plans. What was once good enough for one season after another will not satisfy or produce the results in my kingdom that come from the working of my Spirit in a life. My army is coming to greater understanding that the arm of the natural man, the ideas, the plans, the willful actions and willful desires that have been a part of the natural man are not producing the will of my Spirit and the godly desires within. It is a season of intimacy with me in establishing this way of kingdom living, for out of this intimacy comes freedom and plans and dreams and desires and the course of action for all things. From intimacy comes the peace that is necessary to receive the workings of the Father, His will, His plans, His directions. Intimacy brings the strength necessary to work the will of the Father and to run as a soldier in these days ahead. There is no working of my revival plans without intimacy. So whether praying, teaching the truths of the kingdom, or establishing works to finance the work of revival, none will bear the fruit I desire to see unless there is an established intimacy with me. And that is what I am working in the lives of my army. Many have held good places of intimacy, but this is now turned to digging deeper wells in me. These are the days of revival, and the trenches of fortified strength are being dug through intimacy. And great walls of defense and fortresses are being built from the place of intimacy. An intimate army, a fighting army, an enduring army. This is the work of my Spirit. Understand and know, the greatest call and the call of this army is to know me and be known by me in the hallowed place of intimacy with me. For it is not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. For your life, your fruit bearing, and your victories are by your fellowship with me, says your Lord. Your greatest call is dearest to me, for the results of our fellowship in greater intimacy will bring forth that which the kingdom desires, and that is great fruit bearing from abiding in me.